بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Alhamdulillah, it is Allah Ta'ala's favor upon us that He has allowed for us to read our salah and also to remain in the masjid for a while to make some mudhakara of this beautiful deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we are very, very fortunate that this is the second night of Dhul Hijjah. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed the Ummah that on these nights, if we spend the nights in Ibadat, then we will get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So this sitting for a short while in the masjid, one is we read our Isha Salah with Jamaat, and now we are sitting to make some mudhakara of some aspect of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So to us, it may just be a few minutes, some time that we will sit, but we are hopeful that this will be recorded for us as having made ibadat on the night of Laylatul Qadr. There is no shortage in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So we must hope in all the reward that Allah Ta'ala has promised. We must hope in that reward that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless us and Allah Ta'ala is going to give us that reward. Maulana Imran Sahib mentioned that the first few subs are warmer than the back subs. So as soon as we came onto the musalla, you can feel the warmth. So this underfloor heating is such that it just warms the whole place up. And if you're standing on it, then it warms your whole body up. So it is comfortable. If it's cold, Allah Ta'ala has given the ni'mat, we utilize it, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If it was freezing, very, very cold day, and you never had any sort of heating system, then we may have not even been able to concentrate the little concentration that we have in our salah. We won't be able to give that concentration also. So it's a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. The thought that crossed my mind is that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the lowest form of adab, least adab that will be given to a person in Jahannam is two embers will be placed under his feet. The heat of this will be so intense that it will cause his brains to boil. Just two embers of Jahannam placed under the person's feet, one on under each foot. But the heat of it is so intense that it will cause the person's brain to boil. And that person who is going through that punishment, Allahu mahfazna, Allah Ta'ala protect us, he will think in his mind that there is nobody being punished like him. There is nobody getting azab like him. Such a severe azab he is getting. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that will be the lightest form of azab, lightest form of punishment in Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from his anger. Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fires of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to live a life that is pleasing to him. A life that conforms with the Shariat, with the Sunnah. And when we meet Allah Ta'ala, our soul goes to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must be happy with us. This nafs of ours, we always hear about this nafs, the evil desires, carnal desires. The nafs is something that is very selfish. It's a very selfish thing. It's got a lot of greed, a lot of miserliness. and it's only concerned about itself. Only concerned about itself. So you find those people that make ta'alluq with the shaykh. So what the person is trying to reach, what he is trying to get, is to reach a stage of fana'iyat, annihilation, where he annihilates himself, that I am not important. In fact, I am nothing. I am nothing. So when a person reaches that, then now he will be concerned about everybody else, because he is nothing. So this fana'iyat is what a person is trying to get there, trying to reach that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we reach there. Now if we look into the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look into the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then we find that they had made so much of fana of themselves. They have annihilated themselves, that even when it came to bare necessities, there too they gave preference to others. Didn't concern themselves about themselves. They worried about everybody else. So there are many, many examples. We will just try to take a few incidents and try to take lesson from there. One is a very, very famous incident. A person had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained with regards to hunger. He was hungry. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in. He sent a message to her and he says, see, do you have any food, do you have anything? In other words, to feed this person is hungry. So the message came back from the house, taking a qasam in that zat, that being who has sent you the truth, that I got nothing at home except water. It's nothing, nothing, no solids to eat. Only got water. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent a message to the next house, there were 9 Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And from each home he got the same answer. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. They are taking an oath in that Zat who sent you with the truth, that there is nothing at home except water. We can't even begin to imagine living like this. Can we think of a time in our life that we had nothing in the house, only water to drink? Absolutely nothing else in the house. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so much, so much. The least we can do is that while utilizing these ni'mats, be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. We can't live that life. And Allah Ta'ala mustn't test us also. Allah mustn't test us. Allah Ta'ala mustn't take away our ni'mats. But we need to do our part and be grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So after sending a message to all the homes and getting the reply that there is nothing besides water, now, if it was us, and there's nothing in our own house, this person is complaining about hunger. All my homes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time now, all his homes, there's no food in the house. So now he tell this person, by Joe, you came, you wanted food, you heard now, there's no nothing, and jao bhai. We too got no food. You complaining about no food, we too got no food. But no, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not worried about his hunger. He's not worried about the hunger of all his family. But he's worried about this one person's hunger. That this person has come to me with a need. He's hungry. Right? So I need to fulfill this need of his now. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that is there anybody that can host this person? So Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala, he was present there. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will host him. Now he doesn't even know if he got food at home. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu is taken on this taqaza, looking at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned about this person. Let me remove this concern from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he himself doesn't know whether there's food at home. So he goes to his wife, Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he asks her that, do we have anything here at home? So she says that we only got little bit for the children. In other words, even they were going to go hungry. The father and mother, they too were going to go hungry. Little bit to feed the children. But now he has taken on this responsibility now. Now his own children are hungry. So he tells her that, see, just keep them busy. Keep the children, occupy them with something, keep them busy. And when it comes time to eat, then put them off to sleep. Make them sleep away. In other words, my own children must go hungry, they mustn't eat. And then, when the guest comes, obviously after serving the food, switch the light off, the lamp, put it off. Make like you're fixing something and switch it off. So they didn't have street lights and emergency lights and solar lights and all of that. So it's pitch black. Person can't see anything. So he said, we will just mimic, we will just act like we eating. Today's time, people act like they're doing a lot of things for the camera. People go to the Haram Sharif, they're acting like they making tawaf, just so somebody can make a video of them. They act like they're reading Quran. They take the Quran Sharif, they hold it in the hand like they're reading, but somebody is taking a picture. They act like they're making dua, but just for somebody to take a picture. So we are acting to show off. Acting to show off. This acting has become such a sickness that's why that TikTok fellow is successful with his app. Because everybody wants to act. Everybody wants to act. Everybody got something to show. So everybody wants to make a video. Allah Ta'ala protect us. This photography is such a bad thing. Such a bad thing. So much of warnings in the ahadith. Curse of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today it's become so widespread. So widespread in the ummah. Even good homes, good people, huffaz, everybody, all involved in this thing. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah give us tawfiq to abstain. If we're involved in it, we must give it up. Give it up. Tawbah, make istighfar. Whatever pictures, all that we got on the phone, delete that thing, get rid of it. Where are we going to go to Allah Ta'ala? We got so much of gunas. On top of it, we're going to take all this and go. Allah protect us. So here the husband and wife, they say, no, we will act like we're eating. We just act like we're eating so that he thinks we're eating. But at least he can satiate himself and we will go to bed hungry. The next morning, when he goes, he doesn't go now with a long story to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what we did, we all went hungry. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Whatever they did for Allah Ta'ala. He goes now, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with what you all did with your guest last night. And there is an ayat in the Quran Sharif, the Mufassirin say that this ayat also was revealed regarding people like this. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. That they give preference to others, even though poverty be their lot. They themselves are in a situation of poverty and destitution, but they are giving preference to others. So that is one incident. In this incident, we see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he was totally unconcerned about himself, unconcerned about his family. Not to say he's not worried about them. I mean, end of the day, that is his family. How much he must have felt. But this person came with a need. I need to sort his need out. If we go hungry, it's fine. But this person, his need must be seen to. And then the Sahabi also, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, and his family, they too went hungry, but they fed that guest. There is another incident. Hazrat Sahal bin Saad radiallahu ta'ala, he is the narrator of the Hadith. He says that we were sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady came. Now obviously, this took place before the laws of hijab. Otherwise, somebody would say, there's a dalil now for a lady to come for the program also. So, Sahaba was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady came and she brought one, what we would call a piece of material or a shawl, which she had woven. She made this with her own hands. And she said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have made this with my own hands so that you can wear it. She gave this as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need of this. He was in need of it. So same time, he left the gathering, he went into the house, and he wore it as a lower garment. He wore it as a lower garment. Their clothing was just like pieces of cloth. Most of their clothing. So either you use it as an upper garment or a lower garment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used it as a lower garment, and then he came back into the gathering. Our situation, somebody gives us a gift, sometimes we'll forget we got the gift also. It will lie there. Then after that, we say, oh, this thing, hey, who gave me this? Because Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so much. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he receives this, immediately he goes to put it on because he needed it. Allah Ta'ala made the asbab for him. This lady brought it. Same time he went, he put it on. Now there is another Sahabi sitting there. He says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful shawl this is, you know. If only you give it to me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed. I'll give it to you. So he sat for a while in the majlis, and then he went back into the house. He removed this garment, folded it, and he sent it to the Sahaba. Now the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who were sitting there, they started reprimanding him. He said, Ma ahsan, you didn't do a good thing. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and he wore this thing, and you could see that he had a need for it. The same time he went and put it on. And you know that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked for anything, he'll never say no. And now you asked him for it. So this Sahabi, now look at his mind. He says, see, by Allah, I didn't ask for this shawl to wear it. I asked for the shawl because I want it to be my kafan. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body touched this shawl. And now if this shawl can be my kafan, the ulama explained from there that from here we learn this tabarruk, this tabarruk. So that's why Patel Sahib, whenever Hazmat is Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi used to come, then he used to make sure that his whole house must get barakat. Every part, outside, inside, how much ikram used to be of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Allah Ta'ala reward him. Ji. So this tabarruk is something that's thabit in our deen. You take barakat from pious people. So he wanted the barakat that this shawl can become my kafan. Then at least I got something to go by Allah Ta'ala. But the point here is that how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite having a need, this person just asked and he gave it away to him. There's another incident Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards to the Ash'ari tribe, the tribe of Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, the tribe that he hailed from. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained with regards to them, he said that these people got a beautiful quality. What quality they got is that if they're traveling, gone out in jihad or whatever, or even if they are at home, and there is a shortage now of food. Some homes don't have food, some homes got little bit food. So if they're traveling also, some of the satis, maybe their food is depleted. So what they would do is they would put down a cloth, a dastarkhan, and they say that whoever got anything, bring it and put it here. So some person got lot, some person got little, whatever it is. And then once it is accumulated, they would distribute it equally amongst everyone. So that everybody has something. The person who has a lot, he may have contributed a lot. Another person may have given nothing. Somebody may have given little bit according to what he had. But when they leave, everybody got something. So nobody is going hungry. The Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he loved this quality of theirs so much that he said that I am from them and they are from me. I am from them and they are from me. So, this being able to give preference is what will help us to fight this nafs. Being able to give preference to others. It's not only when it comes to wealth. Not only when it comes to wealth. Not only when it comes to material things. You could have come into the masjid. You come into the masjid parking lot. Right? You are a young, fit, healthy person. There is a parking bay that is very close to the masjid door. Right? You think to yourself that, you know what, somebody may come after me who is older than me. Let me rather park a little further away. Let me park a little, take the bay that is further away, and let somebody else take that bay that is closer. It can be at home. It can be at home. You want the heater on, and Begum Sahiba is feeling hot. She wants the heater off. Ikhtilaf-e ummat. Everywhere you get ikhtilaf. You want the heater to be on, she wants the heater to be off. Give preference to her. Let her have it her way. Put it off. In our day-to-day life, there are so many situations where we can give preference. By giving preference, we are suppressing the nafs of ours. So the nafs don't want to give preference. The nafs wants me, myself and I. I must be on top. And now you go out of your way and give the next person preference. It's not an easy thing. It's easier said than done, you know. It reminds me of one incident. One of our Akabirin of Dioban, he was traveling by a train, and in the same coach there was a Hindu person. So this Hindu person was traveling with his attendant, and he needed to use the toilet, this Hindu person. So he went to the toilet and he came back with like a nauseating look on his face. And he's complaining to his friend how, what a condition the toilet is in. He needs to use the toilet now, but the toilet is in such a condition that he can't even use it. So this Buzurg, he is sitting there and he overhears the conversation. He doesn't say anything. After a little while, he leaves the coach. He comes back some minutes later and he goes to this Hindu person and he says to him that, you know, they seem to have cleaned the toilets now. So he went and he cleaned the toilet. For who is cleaning the toilet? For this Hindu person's usage. But that's not in his head, that this is a Hindu person. In his mind, this is a servant of Allah Ta'ala. He's a makhluk of Allah. He's a servant of Allah. This person has got a need. Now, in which way can I help this servant of Allah? He went and cleaned the toilet himself and then told this person, and go and use the toilet. Now you think this is an easy thing? Not an easy thing. We walk in a masjid toilet, you see one mark in the pan, and you're walking out. You're going to look in the next toilet now. Right? Then we're looking for the cleaner. Then we're looking for the mutawalli. I must put boards, eh? Please. So it's not an easy thing to go and clean that thing yourself. What? How much you must break that pride, break that ego, break the thing down to be able to go and do something like that. So we start with baby steps. Let her put the heat off. You want it on, she wants it off. Khair. There was one friend of mine, he was building a house. So, you know, person is building his house, excited about building his house. So he asked me for some advice. So I told him, I said, see, man, what size house you want to build, that you decide. How you want the design of the house, you know, that you decide. Inside the house, what's happening? You leave it to her. Because she's going to spend more time inside there. You give her the budget. You tell her how much you can afford. And then let her choose what she wants. So one day I remember, he phoned me from the tile shop. He said, Maulana, I'm making amal on this thing, right? But this one here is a bit hectic now. He's telling me, she's choosing a tile here. He's giving me the color of the tile. I won't be able to look at this thing. This color tile, I won't be able to look at it. Now, I need permission, you know, to break the rule over here. I feel you're breaking no rule. You let her choose what tile she wants, long as it's within your budget. You let her choose. He said to me, but I won't be able to look at it. I said, but after you move in the house, after a couple months, if I ask you what color tile is there, you too won't know. Nobody. Only now you worried about it.
If you're not going to do that,
now you're going to have argument, fight, argument. She wants like this, you want like that, she wants like this.
How much of arguing, how much of fighting? But if you can just give in,
and just give in. One friend of mine, he told me, he said, Moana, I learned now. I learned. Soon as she start arguing, I just go. Because she have to have the last say. So rather than let her have the last say quickly. So I don't say anything. So I learned now. Instead of arguing, trying to prove my point, what?
So we start with small things.
Walk into the masjid, see how I park. I mustn't give nobody taklif. How I'm putting my shoes, how I'm behaving, what I'm doing. Give preference to others. And slowly, slowly, Allah Ta'ala will take us to the situation where we can do big things like the Ulama-i Deoband, and bigger things like how Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave preference to others over themselves. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala, give you tawfiq. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali will conclude on this. Normally in the end of the bayan, when you hear Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, even the one who's catching fish, he wakes up. Right, this thing is finished now. So I wanted you to wake up first before I tell you this. So Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whoever worked in his house accepted Islam. Every maid that worked in his home accepted Islam. Every maid that worked in the madrasa accepted Islam. So sometime he'll come home and it's hot. It's a very hot day. He'll come home after Zohar or something. Now the maid is still there, she maybe got some dishes to wash or cleaning to do or whatever. So he'll tell the maid that, see, it's very hot today, you take the afternoon off. Take the afternoon off. But then, not take the afternoon off and now leave the work to the wife and the daughters and anybody else. No. Now, whatever work the maid still had to do, to wash the dishes or vacuum somewhere or clean somewhere, now he will do it himself. He will do it himself. He don't leave it for somebody else. Now, is that not giving preference? Give that person off, and now you're doing the work yourself. So we can start in some small ways, little ways we can start. Hazrat used to see a person walking and selling something, selling brooms. He'll call the person, say, how many brooms you got, how much your brooms? Then give me all. Now, house people ask me, what are you going to do with 1 dozen brooms here? Now he'll start sending to all the neighbors, send to this house, that house. This bichara person now is going to walk door to door. It's so hot today. When this person going to finish selling this 1 dozen brooms? Rather just buy it. Let the person go. The person can go home. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. One name, Imran Sabzi.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जन जनानू ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ اینچے شیری نست نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ جن جنانہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakash shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yarji'ul amru kulluhu. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور رحيم يا رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك هو الله هو أوموز بلبد الله كايند الله لبنج الله فوغيبنج الله تولرنت الله كيرنج الله هو أو الله who loves to forgive هو أو الله who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness. Oh, our Allah who has said that, oh my Banda, if you come to me with the whole world full of sins, I will come to you with the whole world full of forgiveness. Oh my Allah who has said that, oh my Banda, no matter what guna you have committed, if you ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. Wala ubali. Ya Allah, we are your sinful Bandas. We are full of faults, full of shortcomings, full of weaknesses. From the time we became of age, right up till this very moment, O Allah, we have led a life of ghaflat, O Allah. We have led a life of negligence, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have used your ni'mats, but in a manner that is displeasing to you. We ate the food that you provided. When strength came in our bodies, Ya Allah, we disobeyed you. We sinned, O Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us eyes, we used it to look at haram. You gave us ears, we used it to listen to haram. You gave us ability to speak, we spoke haram. Ya Allah, with our hearts, we fantasized haram. With our wealth, we spent it in haram avenues. Oh Allah, we are turning to you. We are ashamed of our lives. We are ashamed of our gunas, oh Allah. We are guilty on each count, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, you are Ghafurur Rahim. You are Ghaffarul Dhunub. You are Sattarul Uyub. Something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners, O Allah. Ya Allah, we sinful ones have got our begging bones extended before you. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive each and every sin that we have committed, O Allah. Cleanse us, purify us, O Allah. Remove the black dots from our hearts, O Allah. Remove the gunas from our book of deeds, O Allah. Erase it from the memory of earth, O Allah. Erase it from the memory of our limbs, O Allah. Erase it from the memory of the malaika, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our asatiza, O Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our children, our family members, our friends. Those whose haqq is upon us. Those whose ihsan is upon us. Those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat of Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummati Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us all with hidayat of Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat and make us a means of hidayat for others. Cause your winds of hidayat to blow in the four corners of the world, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you know the difficulties that each one may be facing, oh Allah. Assist and help each and every one of us in our difficulties, in our problems. Ya Allah, there are so many people that have come to our country, oh Allah. Ya Allah, Islam teaches us that when people come, we must be accommodating. We must host them. Ya Allah, we must be good to them. Ya Allah, people have come to the country. Ya Allah, they didn't want us to do anything. They came to do business, to work, whatever they came to do. But Ya Allah, they are facing difficulties. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, the indigenous people of our country, they are facing difficulties. They are facing unemployment, they are facing problems. You make it easy for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, all this is a result of our gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, our leaders, the leaders of the countries, O Allah, how much of israf they are making when there is so much of poverty on the ground, O Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq to feel for the people. Give them tawfiq, Ya Allah, to have some compassion, to have some mercy in their hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us also compassion and mercy in our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us all live as an ummat, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila mustamila daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from the financial problem, O Allah. Those that don't have employment, grant them employment, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them compatible, pious marriage partners, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are married, they don't have children, grant them children, O Allah. Create muhabbat between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, O Allah. Ya Allah, ummat ko ek bana de, ummat ko nek bana de, O Allah. Unite the hearts of the Muslim ummah, O Allah. Unite the entire ummat under one khalif, O Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to follow the shariat, to follow the sunnah, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to follow not only the eating sunnats and the sleeping sunnats. Every sunnat is so beloved, O Allah. Ya Allah, but so many sunnats Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us, which we have totally discarded, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to revive all the sunnats, O Allah. The great sunnat of jihad also give us tawfiq to revive, O Allah. Ya Allah, the great sunnat of practicing, Ya Allah, in a way that makes the ummah strong, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to practice that sunnat also, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make amal on all the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect all our dini idaras, O Allah. Ya Allah, our madaris, our makatib, our darulums, our marakis, our khankas. Ya Allah, our social works, O Allah. Protect all, take it from strength to strength, you accept it, O Allah. Ya Allah, all the students of deen, you accept them, O Allah. Ya Allah, use us, our children and our progenies to come for the upliftment of your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, take every work of deen from strength to strength, O Allah. Remove all impediments, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to establish shariat in our lives, O Allah. Bring the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many are gone for hajj, so many are still proceeding. Ya Allah, make their journeys asan. Ya Allah, let them have a hajj maqbool, mabroor, O Allah. A ziyarat maqbool, O Allah. You be pleased with them, O Allah. You let them be true delegates of the ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, Qurbani is coming, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to carry out our Qurbani with ikhlas, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitan, all the evils. Especially the evils and the fitan of the cell phone, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to take these phones away from our children, O Allah. Protect us, protect our children from all the haram. Ya Allah, protect us from all the haram that is taking place in the world, O Allah. Protect us from the kabair, O Allah. Forgive our sagair, O Allah. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Protect Harameen Sharifeen, protect Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, remove all the zulm that is taking place. Give the Muslim rulers and the Muslim leaders hidayat of Allah. Give them tawfiq to stand up for deen, for Islam and for the Muslims. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, take us with iman, resurrect us with iman. Give us tawfiq to adopt good akhlaq in our lives. Give preference to others, oh Allah. Give us tawfiq to suppress our nafs, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. Give us a life. Give us tawfiq to lead a life that is pleasing to you, oh Allah. Ya Allah, accept our humble little dua. Whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, oh Allah, you grant it to us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ribaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal na. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridha bil qada. Wa nas'aluka bard al aish. Wa nas'aluka lazzat al nazar ila wajhik. Shukran ila lidhaik. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير سيدنا محمد وعلى آله أمين برحمتك.